This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Dutch-led international team investigating the shooting down of Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over Ukraine in 2014 now names three Russians and a Ukrainian as murder suspects. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, prosecutors continue to look up the chain of command for who gave the order to fire on the plane.
The international team investigating the downing of flight MH17, in which 298 people died, will not ask Russia and Ukraine to extradite the four suspects. Prosecutors realize that the constitutions of both countries prohibit that. They are asking Russia to hand the summons to the suspects who are in the Russian Federation and arrange for the men to be interviewed about the charges.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that United States welcomes the announcement regarding the indictment and extends its deepest sympathies to the families of the victims. A UN rights investigator says that there is credible evidence linking the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Callamar, the UN Special on Extrajudicial Execution, said that the Khashoggi incident, or Khashoggi, was the victim of a deliberate premeditated execution, an extrajudicial killing in which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under international human rights law.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for the murder and seeks the death penalty for five of them. This is the VOA News. A Kenyan court has found three terror suspects guilty of the April 2015 Garissa University terror attack, in which nearly 150 people, mainly students, were killed. A magistrate set sentencing for next month. Sarah Kilmani has more from Nairobi.
Three co-defendants were found guilty of conspiracy to commit a terror attack. Chief Magistrate Francis Andayi.
I'm satisfied that the incident that took place at the Garissa University College on the morning of 2nd April 2015 bore all the above elements of a terrorist act.
There was insufficient evidence to link one suspect, Sahal Diri Hussein, to the attackers or any of the accused persons. Sentencing has been set for July the 3rd. The April 2, 2015 attack claimed 148 lives. Several attackers were also killed by security forces in the assault on the school. Sarah Kimani for VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Refugee Agency reports nearly 71 million people around the world are now forcibly displaced by war, persecution, and conflict. As Lisa Schlein reports, the number is the highest level ever reached since the UNHCR was established nearly 70 years ago.
For the fifth consecutive year, the report says Turkey hosted the largest number of refugees, followed by Pakistan, Uganda, Sudan, and Germany. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says an analysis of the statistics shows that wealthy countries do not shoulder the greatest refugee burden.
When you say Europe has a refugee emergency, or the United States or Australia, no. Most of the refugees are, in fact, in the countries next to where the war is. And unfortunately, that means mostly in poor countries or in middle-income countries.
Of the more than 70 million people who were displaced in 2018, the UNHCR reports slightly less than 600,000 refugees were able to return home, while only 92,400 were resettled in third countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Mexican Senate overwhelmingly ratified a new trade deal with Canada and the United States, despite misgivings from liberals and tensions with the U.S. over immigration. Lawmakers passed the measure Wednesday, 114-4. Mexico is the first country to approve the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. The new agreement is almost identical to the old one. The main differences include the condition that cars exported to the U.S. must contain more U.S. made parts, and U.S. dairy farmers will be able to sell products to Canada. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.